Thanks, Wanda. Florida lawmakers flexed their muscles in higher education during this year's legislative session. They funded more scholarships and construction projects. They limited tuition increases, and they approved cheaper in-state tuition for some undocumented immigrants. Tia Mitchell in the Herald Times Tallahassee Bureau says lawmakers also considered cutting back on four-year degree programs at community colleges.
What came out was a one-year moratorium. During that 1 year, the state colleges will not be able to create any new degree programs. And at the same time, the Board of Education has committed to looking at their current practices to make sure that they are adhering to the law and the mission.
Four-year community college degrees were supposed to help build the workforce for local businesses. Some lawmakers are concerned that too many programs are being created and duplicating similar efforts at the universities. Two dozen community colleges in Florida now offer a total of 175 four-year degree programs. More Floridians are expected to be on the road this Memorial Day than at any time since the start of the Great Recession. Nationwide, more than 36 million people plan to take a trip during the summer's kickoff weekend. The number of travelers is expected to be more than 2.5% higher than last year. AAA's John Schwartz says the improving economy gives families more disposable income for vacations.
We expect about 1.8 million travelers in Florida this holiday weekend. The consumer spending outlook is good.
Short says gas prices are holding steady from last summer, so drivers are more likely to hit the roads without worrying too much about the cost of fuel this year. Some of those on the road will eventually park in Miami Beach, which can be stressful with so many vacationers. But just in time for the weekend, the Miami Beach Parking Department has released two smartphone apps. ParkMe helps drivers find available parking. The other, called ParkMobile, lets you pay for parking on your smartphone. Thing is, this is a different app than the one that's used across the bay in the city of Miami. Saul Francis is the parking director for Miami Beach, who helped choose this particular service.
There were proposals submitted by a number of different service providers, and ParkMobile provided a very integrated solution. And in addition to that, they also provided a fee waiver, a convenience fee waiver, for Miami Beach residents.
Residents will also pay reduced hourly parking rates. So far, the ParkMobile app is averaging around 1,000 transactions per day. When you park, though, just make sure you're paying through the right app. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Wilson Sayre.